Chapter 43, The Pursuers. Gravelbeard had hidden among the rocks less than a foot below the wall, in a crevice so narrow that he'd had to duck his head between his shoulders to force himself into it. There he had crouched as they looked for him, trembling, holding his breath, and pressing his back to the cold stone. He had felt the dragon's warm breath on his nose, and he ground his teeth with fury when the treacherous homunculus suggested climbing down the rocks. If that spindly creature had tried it, he'd have pushed him down the mountain to where Nettlebrand was waiting in the mud. But Twigleg didn't come. The skinny little coward wouldn't dare. By the time Gravelbeard could finally hear no more sounds from above, it was pitch dark. The mountain still whispered in his ear, telling him its wonderful stories. But the dwarf tore himself away, crawled out of the crevice that had saved him, and climbed down into the valley. It was more difficult in the dark than by daylight, but Gravelbeard found his way. Once down at the foot of the mountain, he ran past the huts. Would it be worth stopping to look for rings, gold chains, coins, beautiful precious stones? But these huts didn't smell like rich places, so Gravelbeard hurried on past sheds full of sheep and goats, over the fields to the river where Nettlebrand was lurking in the brown water. On the bank, the dwarf looked around again. All was still. The people were asleep, weary after their hard day's work in the fields. Their animals were safe from cold in the stables, and the wild beasts roaming around had nothing but prey in mind. Gravelbeard picked a twig from the nearest bush and struck the water with it.
Here, Goldus, he called softly. Hello? You go, sir, you Goldus, I'm back.
Snorting, Nettlebrand rose from the river. Well, what did you find out? He growled, shaking the mud off his scales.
What did I find out? Well, I found everything, replied Gravelbeard proudly. The dragons have been in hiding, your goldness. That's why you couldn't find them all these years. They hid away in a cave inside a mountain. That's where caves are, inside mountains. You ought to have taken a mountain dwarf along with you when you went looking for them before. It's just a suggestion I'm making here, but we can find any cave anywhere.
So where is this cave, then? Nettlebrand asked impatiently.
Yeah, it's across that mountain, replied Gravelbeard portentously. The one with the monastery built on its side. Then you turn east, and then, he said, grinning triumphantly, then you come to the mountain range they call the Rim of Heaven. The entrance to the cave is in the valley beyond it.
Nettlebrand reared up, hardly able to believe it, and water dripped from his huge body.
In that valley, you say? He roared. But I know the place. I've searched and searched there until my claws were worn right down. Ha!
He licked his lips and chortled.
The fools! They couldn't have chosen a better place!
What do you mean, your goldness? Asked Gravelbeard curiously.
You'll soon see, Nettlebrand snorted happily. Has the silver dragon set off yet?
Gravelbeard shrugged his shoulders and looked at Nettlebrand's muddy scales, frowning. Probably. He was planning to take off as soon as darkness fell, but you'll soon find him. Just let me clean your scales first, your goldness. I can hardly see their beautiful golden glow.
Forget the golden glow, Nettlebrand snapped. Come here and get into my mouth.
He laid his terrible muzzle on the bank and opened his jaws wide.
Oh, no, Gravelbeard retreated defiantly. You want to swallow me again? Of course I do, growled Nettlebrand. I have to dive deep, a long, long way down, so get a move on, will you?
Oh, I don't like it in there,
whimpered Gravelbeard as he approached Nettlebrand's mighty teeth, his knees shaking.
Why not? I thought you mountain dwarves liked cake.
caves. And what's my stomach but a large cave, replied Nettlebrand nastily. Come on, jump!
Don't want to, repeated Gravelbeard.
But then he held tight to his hat and jumped in between those terrible teeth and onto that gigantic tongue. And Nettlebrand swallowed him.